DeepEnglish.com. Success is 99% failure. Fluency Booster, Part C. After many failures and many new models, he finally had a design to again show to Toyota. This time they liked it and made a contract to buy many of them from Soichiro. Did Toyota like his new piston design? Yes, Toyota liked his new piston design. Did they buy it? Yes, they made a contract to buy many of them. He now needed to build a factory to produce his pistons, but he had new problems. Japan was at war, and building supplies were hard to get. Almost everything was being used by the government for the war effort. What was hard to get? Building supplies were hard to get. Why were they hard to get? They were hard to get because almost everything was being used by the government. Soichiro needed concrete for his factory, but it was impossible for him to get any. What did Soichiro need for his factory? He needed concrete for his factory. Just like when he was a child with bad grades, he always looked for the opportunities in every problem. What did he look for in every problem? He always looked for the opportunities in every problem. He couldn't get concrete, so he developed a new way to produce concrete. What did he develop? He developed a new way to produce concrete. Of course, things did not go smoothly after he solved his concrete problem. He finally built his factory, but it was bombed twice by American planes. How many times was his factory bombed? His factory was bombed twice. The planes didn't only drop bombs, they also dropped their empty gas cans. What did the American planes also drop? They also dropped their empty gas cans. Again, Soichiro found the hidden opportunity. Steel was also in short supply, so he and his workers collected all the American gas cans that they could find. What was in short supply? Steel was in short supply. How did Soichiro get steel? He collected all the American gas cans he could find. Soichiro called them gifts from Truman and used them as supplies for his factory. What did Soichiro call the gas cans? He called them gifts from Truman. Finally, Soichiro's factory that he had worked so hard to build was destroyed by an earthquake. How was Soichiro's factory destroyed? Soichiro's factory was destroyed by an earthquake. By the time the war had ended, Japan was in a hard situation. Now gasoline was in short supply, but Soichiro was again looking for the opportunities in every situation. What was in short supply after the war? Gasoline was in short supply after the war. What was Soichiro looking for? Soichiro was looking for opportunities. Needing a way to get around that used little gas, he attached an engine to his bicycle. His neighbors soon found out and wanted a motorbike too. What did he attach to his bicycle? He attached an engine to his bicycle. Who found out? His neighbors found out. He had found a great business opportunity, but he didn't have the money to finance it. Again, he was creative. He didn't go to a bank and ask for a loan. He wrote a letter to 18,000 bicycle shop owners around Japan and asked them for support. Did he go to the bank? No, he didn't go to the bank. Who did he ask for support? He asked 18,000 bicycle shop owners for support. He told them that the country needed new ideas to rebuild, and he asked them to join him in helping Japan. 5,000 of them agreed. What did Japan need? Japan needed new ideas to rebuild. How many shop owners joined him? Five 5,000 bicycle shop owners joined him. With the money he earned, he went on to design the Honda Cub motorbike. Just like all his other projects, his Cub motorbikes had problems. What did he do with the money he earned? With the money he earned, he went on to design the Honda Cub motorbike. Was the Cub a perfect motorbike? No, the Cub wasn't a perfect motorbike. It had problems. They were redesigned again and again, but eventually they became a big success all over the world. Over time, Soichiro's company produced 60 million Cubs, making the Honda Cub the highest-selling motor vehicle in history. What is the highest-selling motor vehicle in history? The Honda Cub is the highest-selling vehicle in history. How many did they make? They made 60 million Cubs. As everyone knows, Soichiro Honda continued his success designing and producing cars. Did Soichiro only design motorbikes? No, he didn't only design motorbikes. He also produced cars. What most people don't know is that he owes much of it to his relationship with failure. What helped him be successful? His relationship with failure helped him be successful. He once said, "Success is 99% failure." What did he say? He said, "Success is 99% failure." Just like Jordan, he understood that failure is just a part of success. Like Edison working on his light bulb, Soichiro knew that through failure, you know what doesn't work. What did Edison and Soichiro know about failure? They knew that through failure, you know what doesn't work. And from there, you move on, improving, trying again, and always looking for what opportunity is hidden in life's challenges and failures. What is hidden in life's challenges and failures? Opportunity is hidden in life's challenges and failures.